It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forstin.
Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. I have as my returning guest, Bob Gilpatrick, who is an advanced holistic therapist and has been on the show several times now. He and his partner, Larry, own Boomers Forever Young, which has been in business for over 10 years, I think. The company has amazing nutritional products, which can help people in every area of their health. So we have discussed in the past when I've had Bob on, I think we started with holistic nutrition. We did understanding diabetes, the molecules of love and desire, which was a lot of fun, autoimmune disorders. And the latest one we did was the revolution against death and dying, which I think had a lot of people scratching their heads, realizing that they could live for way over 100 years if they wanted to. And so today we're going to talk about cognitive enhancement and ways that everyone can have a better memory. And what I had commented on prior to the show actually starting was, I'm sure there are some people that probably have things they don't want to remember. So that could be a plus or a minus. So welcome back, Bob.
Thank you, Lucy. It's great to be back. And I'm really excited about today's topic because a lot of people, as they age, begin to decline in their mental capacity, whether it's their memory or the ability to focus and concentrate. Mm-hmm. And it has a really big negative effect on people's lives when this begins to occur. And it's a big fear. People have certain fears. Mm-hmm. And right at the top of the list is getting dementia slash Alzheimer's disease.
Right. I in doing my own little research, I think that was the biggest thing that I am aware of, is that people over the age of actually 50, if it's in their family, like I have a very close friend whose every single male in his family has had been diagnosed either with dementia slash or Alzheimer's. And so he's off on all kinds of world trips and cruises and things because he says, you never know. I mean, if I get it too, then I'll at least have done these things. I may not remember them, but I will have done them. But that is a huge fear.
Yep,
for a lot of people.
What he should do is make his next trip to Boomers Forever Young on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, and we'll help him make sure that it'll never happen.
You know, that's true. He'll be back in this area, I think, the end of October, and I think I'll make sure that he does have that ability. One of the big problems for him is he has to be able to carry the products with him or have them shipped because he spends a lot of time in places overseas, and so we don't at this point have a distribution center that is there.
Right. So. Yeah. What I do when I travel is I have little Tupperware containers about as big around as a silver dollar that are about an inch and a half high, and they have really tight lids that snap onto them, and I put my powders in those, and for however long I'm going away for, I fill that many up, roll them up in a big Ziploc plastic bag, and throw them in my suitcase.
Yeah, he's gone for 6 months at a time.
6 months at a time? Yeah, he would have to find a place where he was that we can ship to, because we can ship to people overseas, and we would just have to send him a 3-month supply to Australia or whatever it was, you know.
Right, So, but I am going to make sure that maybe you'll be here at a point where you can introduce yourselves to each other, because he is a scientist by nature himself, so I think you'd have a lot
great.
In common.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
All right, so explain, how can we enhance our memories?
Yeah, so this is something, Lucy, where, you know, a number of years ago, probably 6 or 8 years ago, the movie Limitless came out. Bradley Cooper was the star, and it was one of his movies that really elevated him way up, you know, including when he also played the American Sniper, and he was also in the movie recently, the musical movie, where he was alongside another star that was became really famous.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, and so he played the character in the movie Limitless, where they discovered this pill for fictitious sake in the movie they called it NZT, and he would take this pill once a day, and it gave him superpowers. And most importantly, his cognitive capacity. He gained the ability to learn new languages very quickly, and physics and mathematics. And so he quickly became very wealthy as a result. And a lot of it had to do with the stock market and things. But then, of course, in any good movie, there has to be like this dark side to it, and the side effects and all this intrigue and that type of thing.
So were there negative side effects?
Yeah, too? There were negative side effects. And then they made a television series about it that is you can still watch the archives of it now, like on Amazon Prime type of thing. And that they did like 20 episodes called Limitless on that program also. And so that it has every show has its own twist to it, but it's all related to this NZT drug. So what we can talk about today is what it is that people can do without NZT to get as close to limitless as you can.
Without all the negative side effects.
Exactly. Actually, okay. With positive side effects. Okay. So the things you will do, for example, managing your stress and reducing your inflammation will help your memory more than anything, right?
I bet.
But in addition to that, those things will also protect you against all kinds of other adult onset diseases, including heart disease and stroke and cancer and diabetes and all the things that people get as they get older, right? And so what you will do for your mind and your brain will also protect you in many other ways. And so
sounds like a plan.
One of the reasons that we see way more dementia now than people used to see 100 years ago is from modern day toxicity. So people used to live on farms, and before the electric light bulb and the Industrial Revolution, most people in the United States lived in rural type of societies.
Right.
And you didn't have the same toxicity. You didn't have tire dust. You didn't have gasoline fumes. Right? And you also had much, much better food that people would eat.
Right.
And you also didn't have other heavy metals that were falling out of the sky. And nowadays, because of that and modern day stress, people have a lot more toxicity, some that they're literally breathing in and taking in through their skin, and some that they're creating internally. You're creating internal chemical toxicity in the form of cortisol and inflammatory cytokines because of your reaction to the stress of society.
Well, and one of the things that I keep pointing out to people is stop listening to the news. You can be informed by checking headlines if you need to do that. But I think this constant bombardment of the negative press is doing nobody any favors these days. So that's internalizing stress, and then people don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit later about using your inner balance device to reorient your brain to focus on things you're grateful for instead of on negative things.
On negative things.
And whenever people would take a course from memory experts. So there's these memory experts in the world that literally can stand at the door of a conference and there'll be 50 people will come in to sit down to attend the conference. And the memory expert will shake their hand at the door and ask them their name. And during the entire conference, he remembers every single person's name, first name and last name.
That is amazing.
So when they teach classes in how to increase your memory, the very first thing they do is they teach you how to meditate and they teach you tricks to reduce your anxiety. Because anxiety is the single biggest enemy of having good memory and focus and concentration. And they know that if they don't help you with your anxiety, no matter what else they teach you, you're not going to improve.
No, you won't.
Right. So that's the most important thing to know, because we can talk about all these other things, but if you don't reduce your anxiety, then you're just shoveling smoke.
Which is a little hard.
Yeah. Okay. So the other things that are enemies of your memory, we mentioned inflammation. So people get inflammation from the food that they eat, from the stress they're under, from their toxicity, and primarily from too much sugar and having fluctuations in their blood sugar. And that's what's causing your inflammation. The other thing is the health of your gut, because you have to have the proper balance of neurotransmitters in your brain in order for your brain to function properly. And the majority of its creation happens in your large intestine, in your gut. And
how does that work?
It happens when the good bacteria that resides in your gut and the good bacteria you hopefully take in during the day that makes its way there interacts with the fiber that's also in your food, and that fermentation process creates the manifestation of metabolites, which are chemical compounds that are involved in all your metabolic pathways, including the creation of neurotransmitters, which then travel to your brain. So this gut-brain health connection that people hear about, it's very real.
So the less healthy you are, the less of that neurotransmitter connection is taking place. Right.
The less healthy your gut is, meaning the less good fiber and the less good bacteria you have working together, the lower your level of cognitive ability will be. And a lot of people are literally poisoning themselves with bad bacteria. So if you have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in your gut, you have these little nerves in your gut called enteric nerves, and they ultimately will connect to your vagus nerve. And so if you have an infection in your enteric nerves, it makes your way into your stomach, and then from your stomach directly to your brain, these compounds will transfer into your brain. And so you can have the best of all worlds and the worst of all worlds with this gut-brain connection. And so it's up to us to know how to balance it and tend to it and make sure that we don't have leaky gut, for example, right? And leaky gut is when the lining of your gut becomes porous and thin, and bad bacteria will leak out. And you don't want that. Bacteria is supposed to be contained within your gut and not leak out into your abdominal fluid and then float into infecting your other internal organs that are in
your cavity. So how does somebody, I mean, I can picture that somebody's listening to this and they're going, well, how would I know if I have leaky gut?
Yeah, well, leaky gut has a number of different symptoms to it. The main one, believe it or not, is onset of allergies. And so if you, we had this the other day, a lady called, I believe it was yesterday, who was saying, all of a sudden now I have all these allergies and I'm getting gastric reflux. So the doctor gave me this medication and now it's made my bones brittle. Now they want to give me another medication.
Oh my goodness.
Right. And so as I helped her unwind it, I was like, all right, well, you got these sudden allergies. You probably ended up with leaky gut, and over time the lining became more and more porous, and then enough bacteria leaked out to create this infection, which created the allergies. Okay, and so it's like, let's try to unwind that and let's help fix your leaky gut, and then from there let's see what happens with your allergies and with your gastric reflux. Let's use some digestive enzymes and some HCL to try to help you digest your food better so that you don't have this undigested food, which is causing this gas to rise up into your throat and burn your throat, right? And so these are all the types of things that have to be paid attention to have proper cognition. It's an almost endless combination of things that you have to be aware of, that you need to tend to be the best performer that you can be. And so one of the things that we do for people that have high inflammation, because if you don't tend to your inflammation, it's one of those things like stress, okay? So you can tend to everything, but if you don't tend to your stress, you'll still be sick. Inflammation is like that. You can take a lot of good nutrition products, but if they don't help you reduce your inflammation, and if you don't stop consuming foods that are causing inflammation, like sugar, right, then almost no matter what else you do, you're still going to end up getting sick, and probably really sick. You're going to end up having a heart attack or getting cancer. And you most likely, if your inflammation is high, you're going to die as a direct result of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if somebody was going to have that C-reactive protein test,
yeah,
which tells them the level of inflammation, I know we've talked in the past about it being one or less is the desired. Mm-hmm.
0.5.
0.5
try to
or
get
less.
It to 0.5 or less.
Okay. Yep. So with the average person, let's say, that has never had that test done, goes in and asks to have a C-reactive protein test done.
Mm-hmm.
What is the average number that typically will come
three.
Out? A three.
Right.
And if I've heard of some individuals that have like a five or a six.
There's people, I know somebody who's went up to 30 at one point.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. And they were still walking around?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so three is the average, and they want to get it to
0.5. Yep.
All right. And so how do they go about doing that, since inflammation is the cause of all disease?
So the first thing you want to do is make sure that your sugar fluctuation is not going wildly up mm-hmm. and down and up and down. So a lot of people will get up in the morning, and the first thing that they do is they drink a cup of coffee with milk and sugar,
mm-hmm.
okay, and they eat a donut or some other type of sugary food for breakfast, cereal, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Charms.
Right. So obviously this is not good. Your sugar is going to go way
right.
up, and then an hour or two later it's going to drop
crash.
Back down.
Right.
This fluctuation is what causes all the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to be very smart about what you eat, when you eat it, and, you know, in what combinations. Mm-hmm. So you have to avoid high glycemic index carbohydrates, sugary things, and instead you want to replace those with more good fats. So in the morning, if you're going to eat breakfast, the best kind of breakfast to eat would be to eat an avocado, for example, which has lots of good fat and almost no sugar. It has some protein also, right? And then if you're going to drink coffee in the morning, you want to make your coffee a good fat coffee,
mm-hmm.
right? So a good fat coffee, like the one that I do, is you take a blender and you put some mid-chain triglyceride oil in it, concentrated MCT oil. It's oil of coconut and palm that's been highly concentrated. You put a capful in your blender.
Now, where do people get that?
People can buy that at any health food store and
okay.
in some grocery stores.
Okay.
And just ask them, where's your MCT oil?
Okay.
Right? And so you put your MCT oil in the blender with a pat of butter. And you want to get organic grass-fed butter, obviously. Mm. You don't
Irish butter is really good.
Yep, the Irish butter. And you put that into your blender, and you make your coffee. And make your coffee with a French press. Don't put it through a paper filter. The paper filter filters out the good oil that's in the coffee that actually boosts your brain power.
Hmm.
So there are good things about coffee and bad things about coffee. One of the good is the oils.
Mm.
But if you use a French press, which is a glass cylinder with mm-hmm. a plunger,
mm-hmm.
okay, that will not filter out the oils. So you make your coffee, you heat water, put your coffee grounds in the bottom of this French press, pour the water over it, stir it up till the coffee dissolves, okay, and then let it sit for 4 minutes before you plunge it.
Okay, now that's where is the butter and the oil in the meantime?
In the blender.
In the blender. Okay, sitting so you're going to pour the coffee into the blender?
And it's sitting in the blender waiting for the coffee to
okay.
join them.
Okay.
Right? And so now when you pour the coffee in, this is what happens. And especially when you blend it and it creates a little bit of heat and a mix, mm-hmm. you end up mixing all these oils together. So now you have the good oils from the butter,
coffee.
The good oils from the coffee, the good oils from the mid-chain triglyceride
yeah.
oil. So now you have a brain-boosting coffee drink.
Hmm.
Okay? And so that...
Can you taste the oils, by the way?
You can... what it tastes like is a buttery frappuccino.
Oh.
Okay? So now you can taste the viscosity of the oil. So it makes your coffee not just like water and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it taste a little bit thicker. right? But it doesn't taste bad. And people also will add a little bit of cocoa powder to the coffee to, you know, to make it taste more like chocolate, which is fine to do as well. Right? Now, what happens is if you do this in the morning, that becomes like a small meal, right? But it's not going to spike your blood sugar.
Sure.
You're going to feel full. You'll feel satisfied because you did. I would recommend you take a digestive enzyme with it, right?
For especially, the oil part.
Especially if you're over 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Take one digestive enzyme pill with it to help digest it. Otherwise, it could cause a little bit of stomach upset if you don't take a digestive enzyme. So then this gets you off to a great start for the day. Your sugar hasn't gone up. And you have all these good fats that are powering your brain. Your brain is 60% fat, right? So this is the way to begin. And then throughout the day, watching what you eat in the spirit of keeping your high glycemic index carbohydrates very low, eating better carbohydrates, making sure that you don't eat a lot of raw cruciferous vegetables like kale and spinach and broccoli, right? There's an acid in those when they're raw that will eventually damage your thyroid. And when you damage your thyroid, you'll sabotage everything else.
Right.
And so when cruciferous vegetables need to be eaten steamed so that they have a lot less of that acid in them. And go throughout your day following what is essentially a ketogenic or modified ketogenic diet. And this will go a long way toward keeping your brain fueled with good fats without the negative effects of too much carbohydrate, which is what's going to cause that inflammation that we were talking about, right? So that's the beginning part. Then there are also chemical compounds that you can get that are naturally occurring that are the natural enemy of inflammation. So, for example, the most prominent way that inflammation affects people is there's a byproduct of our metabolic pathways that is called superoxide. It's essentially two oxygen molecules together. They're highly volatile, and they damage stuff. And so we make a natural enzyme that gobbles them up and keeps them under control called superoxide dismutase. But as you age, you make less and less of it.
So babies have a lot of it. Toddlers have a lot of
it. And when you look at animals in nature, how long they live, and on average, so you have, you know, rats and pigeons, and then you have chimpanzees and humans, and then turtles. There's a direct relation to the amount of superoxide dismutase they have versus how long they live. And so what we can do now for the first time is we can actually take in superoxide dismutase by mouth to supplement our own natural ability to make it.
And so as our resources become less and less, then we have the ability by taking, now we're talking about boomers barleys.
Yes.
And I know there's a gladiator barley and there's just a boomer barley.
Right.
But as people use that, then they're supplementing their own
SOD.
I think a lot of people, it's easier to remember it as like sod, like if you're laying sod in your yard.
Yeah.
And that'll maybe be a link to the memory of what
it is. So if you want more sod, you can get it from sprouted barley seeds that have been stabilized.
That have been stabilized, right.
It's very difficult, even if you have your own sprouts. To get enough SOD, if you had your own barley sprouts, which almost no one does, most people will make other types of sprouts. Even if you did, as soon as you cut the sprout from the container you're growing it in, you're on a countdown because SOD has a half-life of 10 minutes. So you'd have to eat that sprout almost immediately to get enough SOD.
And now the one that Boomers has, I believe that I had heard something like it has a shelf life of 4 years.
It has a shelf life, but not only that, the half-life, which is even more important, of the SOD has been increased to 4 years.
Okay. Right. So the ones that you can get at, say, a normal health food store, it's probably dead on the shelf sitting there?
Yes.
Or oh, close yes. to it.
No doubt. Yeah. Any type of barley anyway that's not from sprouted seeds mm-hmm. is not going to have any SOD in it. Mm-hmm. And anything that's on the shelf of a store has no SOD either. Because by the time it got there, in 24 hours, imagine how many times the half-life went down
right.
every 10 minutes. Right? Right. And so by the end of 24 hours, you can't find any SOD in another product that originally had.
So you're not giving your body what it needs to begin that right. repair work.
Yeah, exactly. So what it's doing is it's reducing the inflammation so that you don't have the damage from the inflammation. And then it allows the repair mechanisms of your body to be able to overpower the degradation. And that's the idea. You want to be in a place where you can repair your body faster than you're burning it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you can do that with sprouted barley seeds because there's also thousands of metabolic enzymes in sprouted barley seeds, and there's also amino acids. And so when you take it in, your body's going to go into a state of repair very quickly because mm-hmm. you'll have an influx of the building blocks of the proteins that are your replacement and repair. And at the same time, you're reducing the need for repair.
Which I'll share with you a story that I heard, which I found kind of interesting. Without giving names and things like that, this was a person who actually had been on the barley, I believe, for, I'm going to say, a couple of months now. And she reported that she was away on vacation with her daughter. She had fallen. And when she fell, she said she knew instantly that she had sort of hurt herself, but she was hoping it wasn't bad and that she wasn't spoiling the vacation. She said, had that happened prior to using the barley, she would have been very sore, probably not able to do the things that they wanted to do for the rest of the trip. As it turned out, she got up with some assistance. The rest of the day was fine, and she was a little sore the next day, but that was it. And she swears that it's strictly because of being on the barley, that the yeah. repair work, you know, maybe was done a little bit ahead of time, mm-hmm. so she was further ahead than before her fall, and then it didn't, detrimentally hurt her that much.
Yeah. She recovered like a 20-year-old instead of a 60-year-old.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. Right. So right. I think people listening to this, I know that a lot of people that are using these products pretty much feel that they are miraculous in the way they work as opposed to any prescription drugs that they might have been taking.
We just today received two photographs from a man who lives down in Bradenton. Mm-hmm. Who 2 years ago started using our products and a PEMF mat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I believe, maybe 65 years old. And when you looked at the before picture, he looked like he was about 80.
Oh, wow.
And wasn't really doing all that well, had diabetes, and was going to a holistic doctor down in that area, in the Sarasota area, who's a really, really sharp doctor that has testing for your age, what your age is.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows us, she knows of us. I've been to visit her. And then he sent us the picture from 2 years later, and he looks pretty much like a totally different person. You might be able to look at both pictures and go, yeah, that's the same person. But some people would think it was two different people.
Mm-hmm.
But people would wonder, like, what type of miraculous thing happened?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they put him in some type of an anti-aging capsule,
right.
you know?
Right.
And sure enough, his doctor has been checking his age, and his age is now 5 years less. His biological age is 5 years less than when she met him 2 years ago, right? So, in a sense, he's de-aged seven years.
7 years, right.
And he looks completely and totally different. And having spoken to him, his attitude is a lot different. And he has a new girlfriend that's a lot younger than him.
Very good. So he's
happy. And because he looks so much younger. Mm-hmm. He de-aged biologically 7 years, but he looks 20 or 25 years younger.
Mm.
Yeah, he got some cool new glasses, and now he looks like a stud, right?
And I'm sure feels like one too.
Before he looked like a very, very old grandfather sitting in his rocking chair.
Really?
Yeah.
So and he's got to be very happy.
Oh yeah, he's extremely happy. Yeah, he's got a new house. You know, he's got his boat moved down there the whole bit. Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that definitely can happen, and imagine what's happening for your brain when you're going through that type of transformation.
Exactly.
Yep.
I was thinking that, somebody who is the way he was prior to using the products and everything was actually looking at their way out in a way. Now he can look back, at the life he wants instead of maybe the life that he would have had he not started using healthier products. So.
And imagine 10 years from now.
Right. If he keeps going backwards, he's reversed his age.
That's right.
For sure.
And I think it's a good thing that his new girlfriend's also using the products.
Oh, that is good.
He might become too young for her.
That's true. That's true. So that's a good thing. All right. So we have the inflammation, the SOD.
The gut health we talked about.
Gut health. The coffee that is going to make a difference. What other things can people do? I'm aware that, exercise is important. I think sleep is really important because there's a lot of people that don't get very good sleep, and that creates stress and inflammation too. So
Absolutely. The sleep's a really, really big one. Sleep affects everything, right? So when you are not getting good sleep, that's probably the single biggest thing that can contribute to your unhappiness and what you're able to accomplish during the day. If you're tired and you wake up grumpy and you're dragging yourself to your car to come into work, and when you get in, you stumble to your desk and, it's just not pleasant.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if you bounce out of bed and drink your coffee with all the good fats in it and take your Boomer products. And literally some days I will run to my car because I like running. Whenever I was a child and dinner was over, the first thing we did was we went and ran around outside and played kickball and baseball and basketball. And we ran for hours because it felt good and we could do it.
And you could do it.
Well, now at 63, I can still do it. And so if I feel like running across the parking lot, I'll run across the parking lot. And some days I do that. Some days I'm carrying my briefcase and this and that. You can't really run.
Right.
But that's the sleep part of it's really, really important. So people have to pay attention a lot to biorhythms related to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let your body know that it's daytime and you have to let it know that it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning time, when it's daytime, you want to let in natural light as much as you can. So if you have shades, you need to open the shades and let the light come in. And especially then around noontime, if you can, go outside and get into the noonday sun for at least a little bit, even if it's just 2 or 3 minutes. You want to do that. This lets your biological clock and your body know it's daytime. And then at night, when the sun goes down, that's when your hormones start to change and your biorhythm shifts and it becomes nighttime. Unfortunately, most people stay in bright light right up till the time they want to go to bed.
Right? And they don't have a chance to come down from it.
And the blue light is keeping them awake, right? And so what's easy and obvious to do is to tone down the blue light. So it's coming from your TV, it's coming from your cell phone, and it's coming from your computer.
So even if they were sitting at home, it might be wise, say around 8 o'clock as it's getting dark outside, to turn off some of the lights where they're sitting.
That and start to get rid of your exposure to blue light. So you can change your habits and not be exposed to it, right? And instead just read or do something else. But if you are not going to change that habit, then you want blue blocker glasses. Right.
Okay.
So you can actually watch TV with a pair of glasses on. They're going to block the blue light.
And where do people get those?
You can Google blue blockers, on the internet. And if you Google Blue Blockers Dave Asprey, mm-hmm. you'll find the company that he supports that sells the best ones.
How is he spelling his last name?
A-S-P-R-E-Y. Hmm. Yep. And so that's the kind that I have. So what you do is an hour before you decide you want to go to bed, you put these glasses on, and you keep them on until you turn all the lights out in your bedroom, right? Okay. And at the last thing you do when you're pulling the covers up,
you take
the glasses off and set them on the side of the bed, okay. right? This way, you don't have a sudden influx of light just before you want to fall asleep. You want to make it dark in your room, and you want to block out all the little LEDs from the alarm clock, the TV, whatever it is, and make sure there's no light coming in from the outside, seeping through your draperies. Make your room pitch black, because then your body knows it's nighttime and the modern light. Imagine before Edison, okay, when it was dark out at the farm.
It was dark.
It was dark, right?
right, the starlight was
And people
there.
Didn't sleep with a candle lit, right? They put the candle out and it's time and it was dark. But now there's so much light everywhere, you have to go to the effort and focus in order to black out the light, right? And then once you do that and you wear your glasses for the last hour, you'll sleep really, really well.
So do you not get up at all during the night?
For me, I would say it depends. I would say half the nights I don't, and half the nights I'll wake up after about 4.5 to 6 hours sleep, and I'll go use the bathroom. But most of the time,
do you have a nightlight, or is it pitch black in there?
No, there's a nightlight in the bathroom that's enough so that when I open the door to the bedroom, that there's enough light to not have to stumble in the dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was picturing, you know, that for some individuals who do get up at least once, you know, they're going to be exposed to a little bit of light if they get up to go to the bathroom.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Just, and I do put a nightlight in mine.
Right. Just make sure it's not blue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's, you know, the simple explanation about sleep. Some people also use our sleep aid, which is very easy to use. The Good Night Formula has melatonin in it and a lot of other things, including 100 international units of vitamin D3 and some B vitamins. When people are falling asleep, essentially what's happening is their muscles are going to sleep. And eventually, while you're asleep, your muscles are pretty much paralyzed and you're not moving around, right? And the way that that happens is in your brainstem, about an hour before bedtime, if the light is right, vitamin D3 starts to ping little areas in your brainstem, and it sequentially paralyzes your muscles.
Now, interestingly enough, and maybe I'm taking it at the wrong time, but I've always taken my vitamin D. I take 10,000 international units, but I take it at bedtime.
Yeah, I would take it in the morning if I was you.
Okay.
And instead, just use the Good Night Formula, because that's got the right amount. Too much vitamin D3 at bedtime will negate the effect of the paralyzing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it overwhelms the receptors and you don't end up going through the sequence.
Okay, I'll move the time of day that I take mine.
Yeah, take it in the morning. And then if you take your Good Night Formula, for people that don't have Good Night Formula, you want to try to take 100 international units. Very hard to do if it's not specifically put into a pill for you, because most pills are way more than that. You can't really cut them up because they're gel. And so it's better just to use the Good Night Formula. It's already been scientifically formulated, not only with that, but with the melatonin and with the B vitamins, which is what keeps you asleep. And those have to be in specific ratios and amounts as well. Different micrograms for each one. The very smart scientist, a woman who runs a sleep-wake disorder center, that figured all this stuff out, right? But she was doing it at a clinic, just giving people these little bits. And we were the first company that took that research and actually put it into a pill that you can take. And so that's why people are getting such good results with it.
Right. Because certainly waking up refreshed starts your day off a whole lot better than waking up groggy.
No doubt. So another really important aspect of brain boosting is circulation, right? Because your periphery, meaning your feet and your hands, are the parts that are farthest away from your heart, where it's hardest to get to get blood flow, but also to your brain. Your head is above your heart, right? So it's against gravity, and when you're up and about, and so it's just as hard to get circulation to your brain as it is to your feet, even though it's much closer to your heart. And so for circulation, it's important to exercise, as you had mentioned earlier. So mm-hmm. we're back to that point. People exercising, especially if you can do, if you can build up to and do what's called peak eight exercise.
Yeah, I wanted you to explain that. I think mm-hmm. we talked about it on a past show, but it's fascinating how that works.
Yeah. So peak eight means you're going to do eight repetitions of a particular exercise. And what it is it's cardio exercise. So for example, if you're going to be walking, you want to warm up for about 5 minutes with a moderate walk. And then you want to walk as fast as you can for 30 seconds. And then you want to walk moderately again for 90 seconds. So that's one repetition. It takes 2 minutes, right? 30 seconds, 90 seconds.
How do they, I'm going to ask just a practical question because mm-hmm. I think some listeners would need to know this. So how do you measure 30 seconds and then measure 90 seconds?
Okay, so you can do it in a few different ways. You can use a watch or a Fitbit type mm-hmm. of thing, okay? Or you can just get good at it, right? And okay. you can count, right? And so what you do is you count how many steps you're taking when you're fast walking for 30 okay. seconds and how many steps you're taking when you're moderate walking for 90, right?
Okay.
They might be the same.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And so if I'm going to walk really fast, I might walk, you know, 400 steps in 30 seconds, whatever it is. It's just an example. And while I'm walking for 90 seconds nice and slow, might also be 400 steps. So you can count the steps, okay? You can also, if you're going the same route every day, you can use landmarks. So you measure it once and use landmarks.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be precise,
okay.
right? I simply do it by counting. So if you count like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you practice that cadence, mm-hmm. you can count 30 seconds very easily. And then you can count 90 seconds very easily. And remember, it's only a total of 8 minutes. So it's not like you're going to drive yourself nuts counting.
Right.
You're
right.
just going to do it. And after a while, you get so used to it that you get the feel for it. And it's like, okay, time to walk for 30 seconds. Bam, we need to go to approximately that spot in the
right.
sand,
right?
Because I like to do it on the beach. And 90 seconds, all right, we're going to do it. Now, if it turns out it's 80 or 100, doesn't really matter, all right? Mm-hmm. The idea is to get your heart rate up quickly and then let it rest, get it up quickly, and then let it rest. This will help increase your circulation, and it'll boost your human growth hormone production by a factor of almost 700%, all right? Which is really good for,
that's amazing.
For weight loss, muscle gain, and brain function, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If people look up peak eight on the internet, PEAK and the number eight, mm-hmm. you'll easily be able to find it.
Okay. So, okay. Again, that's peak, PEAK, mm-hmm. eight.
Yep.
For those who want to make that effort. There's a lot of people that walk. I see them all the time. So that's a simple enough way to improve their overall health, which
yes.
then improves everything.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not just, you know, and that doesn't have to be your whole walk. You can mm-hmm. go for an hour-long walk,
mm-hmm.
but at some point, pick 8 minutes during that walk to do that peak
right. And should they be doing that every day?
Yes, or? You can do it every day, but you don't have to. You can also do it 2-3 times a week if you want to.
Okay.
And then the other thing is you don't have to do it walking. Some people will run when they're doing it. Some people will, and they'll run and jog,
mm-hmm,
right? Some people will do it with a bicycle. Some people would do it with indoors on an indoor bicycle or on a treadmill, something like that.
You know what I've seen, and I never heard it referred to as peak eight, but the Peloton bike?
Yes.
You know, it's very obvious when they're doing those ads that they are revving that right. up to an extreme for a few seconds.
Right.
So
right.
that's what they're
yeah,
doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing about circulation is we like to give people our product called Boomer Boost. Really, mm-hmm. really great for your circulation. Number one, it makes your heart beat with a deeper contraction and a better ejection fraction. And that's the first 25% of your circulatory system. Your heart's pumping blood to those arteries. And then in addition to that, the last 75%, which are your microcirculation, your capillaries and arterioles, they actually expand and contract. They open and close to allow the blood to continue to move. Mm-hmm. And that's stimulated by a couple of things. One, it's stimulated by nitric oxide, which mm-hmm. is a gas. The precursor to that is arginine. Arginine is in the Boomer Boost product.
In the Boomer Boost, right? Yeah.
The other thing that's really important is have the ability to amplify your body's capacity to absorb and utilize pulsed electromagnetic fields. So a big part of why our capillaries open is that the core of the earth is emitting pulsed electromagnetic forces, mm-hmm. and our body is picking up on it and responding to it, and our capillaries open and close in coordination with those pulses. And so as people age, they become less and less responsive to the PEMF. And so what we like to do is give people a PEMF mat mm-hmm. with a power supply that mimics the pulse of the earth. You can lie right on the mat. You do it twice a day for 8 minutes. Eight's the magic number today. Peak eight, 8 minutes on the mat.
Mm-hmm. And eight's also infinity.
There you go. You could live to infinity.
Right.
So you lie on this mat for 8 minutes. You can put it under your mattress pad. You can put it in an easy chair. You can put it on the floor. And you can take it with you where you go places. Mm-hmm. And you lie on it for 8 minutes, and it increases your circulation as if you were 20 years old again. And the effect lasts for about 14 hours, which is why you need to use it twice a day if you want full 24-hour coverage.
Right.
And we talked earlier about sleep. Mm-hmm. You can also sleep on this mat, which has a different pulse frequency, and it changes during the night, and it helps force you into deep REM sleep and then to keep you asleep. And it has a very slow wake-up cycle. Also, that kicks on an hour before you want to get up.
So you
set it like an alarm.
Yeah.
You program it like an alarm clock, uh-huh. and you lie down, turn it on. So you turn that on because you're going to need to be able to see it to push the buttons. And then that's when you turn the light out and take off your glasses and go to sleep on your mat.
Now, do you put the mat like under a mattress pad then?
Yeah, underneath the mattress pad. And then you just put the power supply on your bedside dresser, and the controls are right there.
Okay.
And so that we can help people get those PEMF mats also. If anybody wants one, they can call
us
here.
Where are they manufactured?
They're made over in Germany, and they're really super high-tech and very high quality. And the company is very good with their customer service. So if something goes wrong with one of the pieces of equipment, they'll give you new stuff.
Okay. I was going to say, because it's a little far to go to have a repair job done. So
No. They just, if something happens, they just send it to you new, and you can send back the old stuff to them.
All right. Yeah. So if somebody's interested in learning more about one of those mats, mm-hmm. they can call Boomers?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call us, and we'll explain everything to them, send them a video to watch about it, mm-hmm. and then help them place their order on this finicky German website.
Oh, it's a finicky site.
Finicky German website that is not intuitive, and so it's valuable if someone who knows how to do it helps
right.
you place your order.
All right, so there's a person at Boomers that knows
absolutely.
How to do that.
Yeah, a few of us, and it'll help you avoid the frustration of trying to navigate this website.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good to know. Yep. So we have another way of getting deeper sleep with the mat mm-hmm. and also improving circulation at a capillary level.
Yep. We have that. And then it's probably good before we run out of time to talk about the stress aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Since
mm-hmm.
we're talking about brain power, mm-hmm. right, we want to make sure that the most important aspect, which is anxiety, mm-hmm. we talk about it. And so the fact is that people in the United States, this is where the study was done, are of the belief that everything is okay, and therefore they're perfectly calm, mm-hmm. about 5% of the time. Now, this is during your waking hours.
Mm-hmm.
So 95% of the time, you have a general readiness to believe that something's not quite right, something's wrong, something needs to be tended to, and I need to be in a mild state of alertness and watchfulness and ready to spring into action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this causes your body in a sequence of metabolic pathways to secrete too much cortisol from your adrenal glands. All right. Now this is bad in a number of ways, not the least of which is cortisol is a derivative of pregnenolone, which is a master hormone that also is responsible for making DHEA and testosterone and estrogen. So if your body is constantly calling for pregnenolone to make cortisol, the other side of the sex hormone cascade is going to be deplete. So a lot of people that say, well, I have to get testosterone shots, mm-hmm. right? Or I have to take DHEA pills.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of what they call pregnenolone steal. The cortisol is stealing all of the pregnenolone.
So if I was going to try and explain that at a less scientific level, let's say, is if you're constantly under fire, you know, that your adrenal glands are releasing cortisol because there's danger, at least in your mind, mm-hmm. right. constantly around you, then having sex is the last thing in the world that you're going to be interested in because you're exhausted.
Not only exhausted, but you are going to have most likely have much lower testosterone if
right.
you're a male. And testosterone is needed by males and females.
Right.
Females need about 10% less,
mm-hmm.
but they both need it.
Right.
So, yes. So that's why, you know, people
you're
that
collapsing
have,
into bed at night rather
yeah.
than looking at each other with any longing desire, in other words.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So this is the nature of stress.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have a predominance of beliefs about life events
mm-hmm.
that they are somehow dangerous or awful and that things are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the opposite of being in a state of gratitude or loving kindness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the original metabolic pathway, there's two of them involved. One is involves your heart muscle, because your heart muscle has about 40,000 neurons in it, and it's communicating with your brain on a neuronal pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's signaling primarily your amygdala, which is the part of your brain for stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And it signals it, and then that vibration of the amygdala signals your prefrontal cortex, and the prefrontal cortex signals the heart muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so as that occurs, you end up in a stress response that triggers your adrenals, your pituitary, and your hypothalamus, another triad of communication that results in too much cortisol. Okay? And so in order to stop it, in order to stop this, you want to stop it at the source, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the inner balance device, right, that's made by the HeartMath company, clips on your ear, has a little transponder that communicates with an app on your cell phone. And it tells you what's going on in your metabolic pathway, right? And it tells you the nature of the beat of your heart and what the signal is that's being sent to your amygdala. And it allows you to transform it. So as you watch your app, this little mandala comes on about the size of a quarter, and it slowly shrinks and then expands, and you sink your breath to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you imagine that your heart muscle is also breathing to that rhythm, and you focus your mind on what you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, it changes the way your heart is beating. It's called, and it's changing your heart rate variability. And as you focus on gratitude, the signal that is being sent from your heart muscle to your amygdala is different, and the vibration of the cells in your amygdala change.
And they get an actual visual
And you get to watch it in real life on mm-hmm. the app on your cell phone.
So you know you're doing it correctly.
As you focus on gratitude, the little mandala starts to fill in these little boxes around the periphery of the mandala with colors.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's filling it in with green, your heart rate variability is good, and you've entered into a state where you no longer believe that everything's not okay. You're now in a state where everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so as that occurs, now you start secreting less cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the ultimate way to alter permanently the way you relate to the world and the way your health and wellness manifests.
Right. I had actually spoken with a physician about, because I got my Inner Balance device, I guess maybe the end of January of this year, and I went in for my physical, and I happened to have it with me. And I was sharing it with her because she happens to have a cardiovascular issue. And of course, as a physician, you're going from one patient to the next patient to the next patient all day long, or to the hospital to see somebody. And she was absolutely amazed, you know, because she needed a visual. And, you know, just learning to be mindful or learning to think gratitude wasn't working for her. And she didn't have time to just sit down and meditate. But she could take that device a couple of times throughout her day and use it to remind herself of what that felt like. So it was a visual, and then it was conditioning her to understand, oh, that's what that feels like when I'm in that place.
Right.
So, the HeartMath Institute is quite amazing. I think they're in California. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have done some spectacular research even with trees and how trees communicate with each other.
Yeah.
I think trees do a better job than we do as humans.
Probably. They don't have as much anxiety.
They're not sitting with adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. So, I think we have about maybe 10 more minutes.
Okay. So, let's talk about stress a little bit more, because mm-hmm. that's one way to address it. Mm-hmm. And the other things that people can do for stress, since it relates to beliefs, mm-hmm. is to use the emotional freedom technique.
Okay.
So if somebody is feeling anxiety, mm-hmm. they can stop for a moment and say, what is it that's causing this anxiety? Well, this event is happening right now. This person right now is asking me to do something that I really don't want to do, and it's creating a situation in my mind where I believe that this is a bad thing, and now I'm under stress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so that's your belief. This person asking me to do this is a bad thing. Now, you have a choice, of course. You could simply go, you know that thing that you wanted me to do? No, I don't think so. No, I'm not going to do that. Well, why not? I don't feel like telling you why not, and I'm just not going to do it right now. And so, you know, please don't bother me about that anymore. And some people can do that and not be stressed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Very few, though. Okay. On the other hand, what you can do is tap. So you tap on your fingertips. This is the emotional freedom technique. You tap on the side of your nails. And as you tap, you can repeat a phrase that would go something like this. Even though up until now, I thought that I had to continue to be stressed out mm-hmm. by this person always asking me to do this particular thing, I completely love and accept myself anyway. And I'm so grateful now that I realize I have a choice. And starting now, I choose not to be upset by this. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling at complete peace over the whole thing. Right? As you finish with this, you can cross both hands across your heart and breathe in. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Drop your chin down so your chin is by your chest, right? And with your palms up, and sit quietly and allow that to sink in, right? So the reason this works is you're tapping your fingertips because it's the end point of your meridians, your acupuncture meridians.
Mm-hmm.
And as you tap on those meridians, you're activating your chi, your life force energy. And that chi gives power to your beliefs. So when you're tapping on your fingertips, you're activating your chi and telling this system of your body, hey, we're about to make some changes here,
mm-hmm.
right? And especially mm-hmm. even after just the first time you do it and your body mind goes, what's this tapping on the fingertips thing? And then they realize you're going to use this beautiful, beautifully crafted affirmation to replace one belief with another. It goes, wow, that's what this tapping is for. So you can begin tapping later on, and your mind, your body mind immediately goes, oh, it's time for a change. We're going to change a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the second time you do it, it works even better. And this will allow you to alter the association you make with an event. And instead of believing that it's awful and stressful, you can render it into something that's actually peaceful and you can have a choice how to react to it. And you can tap on things, any kind of thing that you want, anything that causes you anxiety. Fear of snakes, fear of spiders, fear of driving across a bridge, fear of flying in an airplane.
Fear of aging.
Fear of aging.
Yeah.
Right? You can tap on all these things, even though up until now I thought I had to be afraid of aging. Mm-hmm. I completely love and accept myself. I'm so grateful now that I realize there's numerous technologies that I can use where I can live to be 100 or 120 mm-hmm. and be perfectly healthful.
And have all of my memories.
Have all my memories. Mm-hmm. And if I die when I'm 120, I will have lived a long, happy life. Mm-hmm. And now I'm feeling at complete peace. Mm-hmm. Right? This changes your whole relationship to it. Or how about this one, Lucy? Even though up until now, I thought that my unconscious mind needed to participate in this collective nocebo of aging, mm-hmm. where I'm aging because my unconscious mind sees other people aging, mm-hmm. I completely love and accept myself. And I'm so grateful now that I realize I've opted out of this nocebo. Mm-hmm. I can live for as long as I want, as healthy as I want, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling very peaceful. Right? So you can use it to tap for a fear of spiders, or you can tap for it to eliminate the collective nocebo of aging in your subconscious mind.
Right. And, you know, and as we're talking today so much about just this fear that people have that they're going to somehow be diminished mentally, cognitively, memory-wise, you know, somebody else taking care of them at the end of their life, they could use that technique to say that's not going to happen to me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so absolutely. That would make a huge difference.
So these are... This is, you know, an additional technique that people can learn. You can learn this technique for free by going onto our website and checking
it
out.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is on the website. And how do they get there? If they go to boomerboost.com,
yep.
and then they would click on videos?
Just click videos and look until you find EFT. There's one called EFT and one called tapping.
Okay. So both of those would be tremendously beneficial for people who want to, again, get a visual of understanding how this is actually going to help them and what it looks like when you do it.
That's exactly right.
So well,
I got one last quick thing,
uh-huh.
if it's all right.
Yep.
So there's another thing that, regarding circulation and brain and neuroconductivity type of thing. The vagus nerve starts in your skull and comes down, comes out the back of your neck, splits and comes out to portals in the back of your neck and innervates a good part of your body, including your stomach, etc. And sometimes people can have situations, it could be when they were born face first with their head tipped up like this, or they could have an accident, or it could be the way they sleep or the way they work, and they have poor vagus nerve conductivity, and as a result, they also have poor blood flow to the brain. And so there's a very quick and easy technique people can use to increase both the blood flow and the vagus nerves called a V-spread. And if you touch the back of your head where that little nodule is at the base of your skull,
okay,
and you come down from there about 1 inch, and then you go off to the left and right, also about 1 inch,
mm-hmm.
okay? You're going to feel a spot where the bone meets your neck muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Right about there is where those portals are. And if you then move your index finger up above it mm-hmm. and put your thumb below it and spread it apart from mm-hmm. top to bottom.
Okay.
Okay. What this is doing is it's giving a spread to that part where those... where those arteries and nerves are exiting your brain.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, and you can get this done by a craniosacral therapist, which will help you to do this type of thing to free up that area of your brain. But you can easily do that for yourself, just like we described. And that alone can create this popping sensation that is almost like your brain turns on like a light bulb. The first time you do it.
Wow.
Right? And then, especially if you're working where your head is tipped up, okay, and it's pinching that part off. You need to bring it forward, stretch it, V-spread the back of it, and then go back to neutral position. And try to always be in a position where your head is straight, where you're not looking down at your computer and you're not looking way up. You want to be looking only slightly up. That won't pinch off that area, and it also will be much better. Okay.
Sounds like a great way to do this.
Yep.
All righty. Well, I certainly appreciate having you back on the show.
Thanks,
Loved
Lucy.
Our discussion today. I know you'll be back in the future. We'll pick another fun topic. And everybody out there listening to the Synergy Connection Show, be sure that you go to my website at synergyconnectionradio.com. There are links that take you into Boomers Forever Young. If you are ordering products, use my name, L-U-C-Y, for the promo code, and you will get $5 off of your purchase. So everyone go out there and make it a fabulous day. Thanks again, Bob.
Thank you, Lucy. See you next time.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the Synergy Connection Show. If you wanted to know more about the products Bob spoke about on today's show, please go to synergyconnectionradio.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y connectionradio.com. Click on the Boomers Vibrate a New banner on the homepage. Use promo code Lucy, that's L-U-C-Y, at checkout to save $5 on your order. Don't forget to tune in next week to the Synergy Connection Show.